Welcome, my friend. You are exactly where you need to be right now. It is not an accident that our paths have crossed. I'm confident that you're here because you are wanting more out of life. Are you ready to live your life with purpose and intention? Are you wondering how on earth to pull it all together? How exactly do you turn your ordinary days into extraordinary days? Girl, let me show you how to stop facing the day ahead and start facing it. Join me, Sarah Elizabeth, each episode as I encourage and motivate you to place unwavering faith in the direction Christ will lead you and surrender yourself to His vision for your life. He's custom designed a life for you beyond your wildest dreams, and I want to help you discover all that He has planned for you to experience. Together, let's put God into the driver's seat of your life. Let's go. It's time to face your day. Well, hello, my beautiful friend. I am so very glad that you are here today with me. We are going to be using one of Jesus's parables to help us come to understand just how loved you really are. I've titled this week's episode of the Faith Your Day devotional podcast, Paid in Full. Before we dive into the episode, let's recite our Faith Your Day declaration to get us into that right frame of mind to receive this message. Jesus, thank you so much for loving me in the way that you do. You designed me on purpose for a purpose. I want to live to my full potential today with a mindset that honors you and a soul that seeks to know you better. Jesus, I know that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and I ask you to guide me and reveal to me what it is that you want to show me here, have me experience here, and learn from this season. Help mold me and shape me into the best version of me. I will live today as your vessel, ready to receive your word, respond to your promptings, and pour out your overflowing love to those all around me. Please allow your thoughts to become my thoughts, your ways to become my ways, and your will to become what I truly desire. Jesus, if you are in it, I want it. And if you are not, I don't. I make myself available to you, and I choose to faith this day of life. I'm so grateful to be your girl. In Jesus' name, amen. How is it that you can believe that Jesus loves other people more than he loves you? How is it that you can think that he died for the sins of others, but that your sins are just too numerous to be cleared fully? How could he possibly have forgiven all that you have messed up before? How? You don't deserve it. You haven't earned it, and you haven't become perfect anytime yet. So how? Well, my dear, the beautiful thing is that Jesus offers you the gift of his grace today, a gift that takes all your wrongs, shame, guilt, mistakes, and head-hanging moments and clears them so they no longer remain. Like a debt that has been completely repaid, your sins have been stamped, paid in full. One thing I love learning about is finance. And for the past couple of years, I have been completely hooked on anything Ramsey finance related. For those of you who may not have yet heard about Ramsey, that's actually a last name. And it belongs to a man named Dave Ramsey. And he has been the most amazing teacher of finance I have ever learned from. Dave Ramsey and his ever-expanding team have a daily broadcast called The Ramsey Show, and I am going to make sure to link that into the show notes for you if you want to check it out. I highly recommend it. They've got a YouTube channel where they do the show. They've got podcasts. It's just so interesting because every day on the show, callers from across the U.S. and sometimes parts of Canada and all around the world call in to ask their money questions. Now, one thing you have to know about Dave is that he teaches that debt is never an option. He is guided by biblical principles. One of his main teaching principles comes right from the wisdom of Solomon in Proverbs 22:7, which says that the borrower is slave to the lender. So on his show, people call in and typically give a little brief description of what is going on in their lives, finance related. And then he and his co-host give them advice based on Dave's 7 baby steps to financial freedom that he has developed over his 30-year career in this field. And their main message every time is to pay off any debt as soon as humanly possible, because as soon as you are paid in full, you can actually start using your paycheck towards realizing the life you have always desired. When you aren't slave to a lender any longer, then you are actually free. Every couple of episodes, they do a segment where an individual or couple come on to do their debt-free scream. And this has become a Ramsey tradition. And it's when they tell how they paid off their credit cards, all their auto loans, all their student loans, and get this, even their mortgage too. They're free of debt, free of payments, and free at last. After a top of their lung shout of, "We're debt free," the smiles say it all. Freedom, peace, paid in full. And my sister, every morning you get that opportunity to wake up and do the same for your soul. Shout at the top of your lungs that you are free of the burdens of sin, that you are free of the regret of the past, that you are free of the chains that once held you back because of the debt that Jesus paid when he died on the cross for you, paid in full. I can't help but wonder sometimes, so why it can seem so hard to forgive others in the same way that Jesus forgives us. He took our sins in exchange for his life, a repayment we could never, ever earn or deserve. But yet he was willing to do that for you and I. So how come it's so difficult to be merciful and patient and kind and forgiving with people who are around us on the daily? I want you to search deep in your heart right now. Are you harboring and holding on to resentment, bitterness, anger, and hatred towards somebody? What someone did to you, said about you, or cheated you out of? If all that you have ever done wrong and ever will do wrong in the future has been paid in full by the blood of Jesus, then girl, you are not meant to be hanging on to those feelings of negativity in your life either. You are not meant to be holding grudges against others and not willing to forgive like Jesus did for you. In the book of Matthew, chapter 18, Jesus tells Peter a parable called the parable of the unmerciful servant. And I'm going to read the whole parable to you now from the NIV translation. It goes like this. It says, "Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, 'Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to 7 times?' Jesus answered, 'I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. 'Be patient with me,' he begged, 'and I will pay everything back.' The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. 'Pay back what you owe me,' he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, 'Be patient with me and I will pay it back.' But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. 'You wicked servant,' he said, 'I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?' In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all that he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart. You see, Peter was wondering if there was a quantity, an actual number, a limit on how many times he was to forgive anyone who sinned against him. And interestingly, Jesus gives him an amount that far exceeds what Peter had believed. In essence, Jesus tells us to forgive as many times as needed, because that's exactly what he does for us. And thank the Lord, right? Because I know for certain that I am going to need his grace and mercy every day of my life. I'm so glad that his paid in full covers any debt I will ever get myself into. Now, that doesn't mean that I have a free pass on sinning or you get a get out of jail unlimited times card. It simply means that as we set our hearts towards doing what is right, our human nature, which is broken in nature, leads us astray and causes us to lose sight of where we need to focus, and also creates strife with those around us. In this world, we know it's never going to be one big kumbaya campfire fantasy. And because of that, we need forgiveness for ourselves and to offer to those who have wronged us too. We don't want to be like that servant who begged for mercy when he owed 100 bags of gold coins and was granted that mercy and then turned around and showed no mercy to his servant who owed him 100 silver coins, right? Our debts are forgiven by God all the time. Our sins are forgiven. So why is it so hard for us to do the same? And that is our big challenge as we move forward. We are supposed to be wholeheartedly accepting forgiveness from God, our wrongs paid in full, but then we turn around and show hard-heartedness to others. We can't be forgiven only to refuse forgiveness as an offering to those requiring it. Forgiving doesn't mean that what was done was right. It simply means that you are willing to not carry it around with you any longer. For that reason, forgiveness lightens your heart. Remember last week when we talked about a total eclipse of the heart? My dear, if you want to lighten and brighten and reshape your heart, then use Jesus as your model. If he could forgive those who not only wronged him, but hated him, tortured him, mistreated his whole creation, and eventually killed him, then you can choose to forgive those spiritual debts created against you by others. You can stamp those paid in full. Move forward and praise the Lord today with your debt-free scream of thank you, Jesus, for saving me, a sinner in need of a savior, and thank you for allowing me to release those in my debt of their sins as well. One day, all of those wrongs will be made right. But for now, my girl, they are too heavy and burdensome for you to hang on to. Let them go. Release them from your grip and forgive your brothers and sisters from your heart, just as Jesus told us in that parable. At the end, remember, it says, this is Matthew chapter 18, verse 35. It says, this is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart. Can you do that today? Can you consider that? Can you think about where has your heart been a little bit hardened towards somebody, or who is somebody in your life right now that you are just finding impossible to forgive? And remember, forgive doesn't mean forget. It doesn't mean say that what happened or what was done was okay. It just simply means you're not going to carry that debt around. You're going to mark it paid in full. You're going to forgive that person and you're going to move on, because that is what Jesus does for you day in and day out. Thank you so much for sticking around right through to the end here. If you enjoyed this episode and it resonated with your heart, why not share it with a friend who might enjoy it too? Pay it forward today. And my friend, I will be back here again next Tuesday morning waiting for you, and I hope you will consider joining me. I wish you all of God's blessings from my heart to yours. Bye for now.